one night someone asked me, they said, how far can you see in your telescope? And I have a pretty good size 8-inch Schmidt Cassegrain ring. And I said, well, I tell you what, the farthest object that I know of that I can identify is called the Sombrero Galaxy, and it's located 65 million light years away. So I can't tell you how far that is, but I can tell you that it's 65 million, the light that's striking your eyes and left that galaxy 65 million years ago. So in a sense, a telescope is a time machine. You have to think about that.
The enthusiasm of Jack McDaniel regarding astronomy is contagious. He's the president of the Sugar Creek Astronomy Society of Bella Vista, and according to him, winter is the best time to view the night skies for two reasons. Firstly, winter skies are clear and less turbulent. Secondly, the objects observed in the winter sky are remarkable.
In the Orion Nebula, which is known as M42, which is observable through a modest telescope, you can see part of the nebula as a hazy backdrop to stars set in that haze. And what that is, if you recognize what that is, it's an enormous cloud of gas and dust in which stars are being born. And it's just a tremendous feeling to see it. Also, I think it's a good time to observe galaxies. The M31 and M32, the Andromeda Galaxy and its companion, are very observable this time of year. So we love the night sky, even if it's a little cold.
Jack, along with his colleagues from the Sugar Creek Astronomy Society, will be hosting and teaching a beginner's astronomy class at the Hobbs State Park this Saturday. Steve Churchill, interpretive naturalist at the park, says the class is offered 6 times a year and is quite popular.
We've had astronomy programs at Hobbs for a number of years. Before we had our visitor center, we had them really out in the middle of nowhere. We were in a parking lot for a trail. And even then, we'd have over 100 people sometimes because there's such interest in astronomy. But now that we have our great visitor center here at the Hobbs Park, we can not only have it here, but we can actually do more. Before, all we did was night viewing, but now with the visitor center, we have the capability of doing some great audio-visual things, and we always have a beginner's astronomy class for about an hour before we do our night viewing.
Apart from viewing the Orion Nebula, Jack says participants will also be able to see other fantastic sights in the sky.
We like to observe the changing positions of Jupiter's moons, four largest moons. It's really something to behold if we get lucky and we can see one in front of the planet, because you can see a little kind of a little dot on the face of the planet. It's the shadow of the moon as it orbits planet. There's some great star clusters all over the sky that night. With the naked eye and with binoculars, the Pleiades, I don't know if you've seen the Pleiades, the Seven Sisters, it's an open star cluster. If you look up on the ecliptic during January and look slightly to the southwest, you'll see a hazy patch in the sky, very visible to the naked eye. And when you see it in binoculars, it's spectacular. It looks almost like a jeweled crown of stars. And I think there is one comet that we might be able to catch a glimpse of.
The beginner's astronomy class will begin at 4 p.m. at the Hobbs State Park Conservation Area Visitor Center, and will be followed by observation of the night sky around 5:30 p.m. Steve says participants are welcome to bring their binoculars and telescopes.
The club will supply these very high-power telescopes to see things further out, like the four moons of Jupiter will be seeable with their telescopes. And we ask folks to bring a folding chair, so if they want to sit down out there, so they don't have to stand all the time. And as you know, your eyes become disorientated to the dark if there's a bright light. So we ask folks to put a red balloon or a red piece of material over their flashlights, so they can still see the handout material that we give, but one won't have that that time with the eyes getting adjusted again.
The Sugar Creek Astronomy Society of Bella Vista will conduct a beginner's astronomy class and night viewing this Saturday in the Hobbs State Park Conservation Area Visitor Center. The event is free to the public. More information is available on 789-5000. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.